Back inside the Christian Brothers Automotive Radio broadcast booth here in Norwalk tonight. Again, your final score, Norwalk 63, Des Moines East 18. And now we're joined by Norwalk head coach Paul Patterson on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner as we go into the homecoming weekend here, and a happy one for you tonight, Coach Patterson. Couldn't have dreamt up a much better start than those first 6 minutes with Eli Robbins just taking over the game. 44-yard touchdown catch, 43-yard punt return, and a 93-yard punt return set the tone for the night.
For sure. By the way, a little side note, you did a great job of stalling so I could catch my breath as I made it up the bleachers. And we continue to talk about just the fact that he's special, right? And he's different, and he's explosive, and he's fast, and he can make people miss. And that was on display early in the game tonight, you know, with the touchdown reception and then the back-to-back punt returns. And we were shocked. You know, you go back to Iowa City, and they basically punted the football out of bounds. And East chose not to do that for some reason. And you know, he had two great returns, and I was just telling Coach Rampton that I can't remember the last time, if ever, that we've had two punt returns in the same game, and let alone, there we go, we got the leaf blowers going, love it, you know, overall as a team, let alone the same guy doing that, and so that was huge. And you know, in all honesty, our first half was not clean. We weren't as sharp as what we would like to be, but I felt like second half we came out and did what we thought we were going to be able to do in the first half. And so I really felt like our second half was much better, and really excited about seeing that change at halftime to be able to come out and execute the way that we did. We ran the football better in the second half. We gave better protection to James in the second half, and just lots of positives.
I do want to go back to the 93-yard punt return, because they did have him back on his heels when he kind of had to catch that backtracking at the 7-yard line, reversed field, and just kind of take me through what you saw on his way down the right in front of you.
Him be faster than everybody else, and then be able to see the field as to where he should cut, and be exactly where he should be in order to finish that in the end zone. And he just, it was a beautiful piece of art, really, if you will.
And he had 297 all-purpose yards at the half, 161 receiving, 4 touchdowns at the half. So the things that you didn't like in the first half probably had something to do with the combination of Johnson and Johnson making some big plays out there.
100%. And we knew going in, you know, that we were going to have to pay special attention to, and I'm talking the offense, to the defensive side of the ball. And they did some things up front that gave us fits, and it took us just a little bit of time to make sure we were handling that. And again, second half was much better. And then, of course, the first half, defensively, I felt like we were sluggish, and I also felt like we were almost running through our hands as opposed to tracking their hips and trying to run through the tackle. There was lots of reaching and lots of grabbing or attempting to grab, and we weren't very physical up front, I didn't think, defensively, and that's why it caused some problems for us, you know, in terms of what they were doing.
Couple takeaways in the second half. You alluded to there, Gavin Ross with an interception that set up your first touchdown drive of the third quarter, and then later Victor Esparza's 42-yard pick six.
Beautiful.
A guy that's just, you know, plays his butt off out there on defense. He had an offensive touchdown tonight as well. But how happy were you for Victor to be rewarded with a trip to the end zone?
Well, and he did a great job of being a ball carrier once he intercepted the ball. And you know, again, that's one of the things that we've worked on all week, is that little seam route that they run. And, you know, that's the one that Gavin had, and then coming back and Victor getting his drop and getting underneath the receiver and, you know, the ball put right in his mitts exactly where he should be as a linebacker was perfect. And then, of course, the finish was fantastic for him to be able to get that done.
And then getting a lot of guys into the game in the third and the fourth quarter, a lot of guys got into the game, a lot of guys carried the ball. Pleasing is that on a homecoming night to be able to really empty the bench?
Well, it's huge. And again, you know, we talked about it when we were in Ames in terms of those guys getting in, from the standpoint that, you know, they show up to practice, they work hard, they do a lot of the same things that our starters and the guys that play a lot do. And so being able to figure out a way to get them on the field and reward them a little bit, if you will, is really big. And I thought our guys there did a much better job of being focused in executing both offensively and defensively. And I know that they scored pretty quick against our second group there for their third touchdown. But the two-point conversion, Blake and Drew in the middle were just fantastic and hammered the running back. And then the next time, you know, we go down the field, we score, which was perfect. You know, Abbas to his brother Rehan, and then come back. And defensively, we get a stop, and we get the ball back, and we get everybody else in that hadn't been in. And it was perfect and a great way to end the homecoming week for football.
And what a night it was to honor that 2015 team. I know you're over there probably having to coach during the announcement of it between the first and the second quarter, but what are your memories of that season, I guess?
Well, first of all, I need to stop laughing, but the leaf blower is just too much for us right now. That season, in all honesty, that's one of the best collection of kids that just simply got along with one another that I've ever been a part of. They were just friends everywhere, and they completely understood how important getting along with one another was, and they dove in, and it was fantastic. They were a fantastic group of kids. They were a fantastic group of football players, and there's a reason why, you know, and they had some dudes, you know, that were on the team, and that's what made them pretty special, and that's what helped them get to where they went.
And this current team has some dudes on it as well, 100%. And we saw that out there tonight in the 63-18 win. So you've done the work. You've gotten back to 500. You're 3-3 going to that final third of the season. Now it's on back on the road for two more games at Tumwa and Urbandale, and you just got to keep getting better each week.
100%. And again, you know, we talked about it a little bit where the RPI is coming out on Monday, and we're going to see where 3-3 gets us. And then, of course, we got to continue to build. You know, and those three percentages, right, the winning is the one that is the biggest percentage out of your RPI ranking, and we need to make sure that we continue to work really hard to continue to get points and a higher percentage in that portion of the RPI by continuing to work on getting wins.
Norwalk coach Paul Patterson, after his team's 63-18 homecoming win. I'm not going to let you go yet. Okay. I just want to get your final take on this game tonight.
Well, the first huge deal to us to get Luke Iverson on the field. And I don't know how much you noticed, but he played quite a bit on defense.
He did.
He played quite a bit on defense. We didn't put him on the field quite as much on offense because of the fact that he was getting so much on defense. And that, you know, for a young man that went through what he did in the spring, and to have him back on the field now in this season was tremendous for us to be able to get to that point. And he had two catches on offense. So, again, we didn't want him to play 125, 130 reps. We wanted him to get in and start getting acclimated and getting back to used to playing football in the contact side of things. And so that was really big. And then, of course, Eli had two touchdown receptions, which puts him all-time leading touchdown reception player in school history. So he's now been back-to-back tops in that category. Yards last week and then this week was the touchdown receptions. I do believe that he's now at 23. The old record was Drew Rozonke at 22. So two weeks in a row for Eli taking that top spot.
Absolutely. Good information there, and maybe more records to fall yet for Mr. Robbins going forward. So, thoughts on going to Otumwa next week?
Well, we have, you know, I don't want to say that we've, because I don't want to jinx it, but we think that we have a little bit of a formula for us in terms of longer road trips. And so, you know, last week when we went to Iowa City, we stopped in Brooklyn. And then from there, you know, finished about an hour road trip to Iowa City High. And we're going to do very similar to Tumwa, in which we're going to try to get about an hour out, stop, go through a walkthrough, do our nutrition table and take care of all that. And Coach Smizer and Coach Sandy at Sheraton are gracious enough to let us go down there and use their field when we get there. And so that will be big. And then, of course, we need to get locked back in to executing right from the get-go and not waiting until halftime. And we can't rely on one guy to make all kinds of plays and then, you know, be excited about the fact that we're up. We need to collectively be where we need to be in terms of executing our game plan, both offensively, defensively, and then, of course, adding that special teams in there. So that's all big for us, and we need to make sure that we're moving. And again, just like normal, you know, we're going to enjoy this through Sunday night, and then we'll come back in and figure out what we need to do and start making our game plan to get ready to take on the Bulldogs.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for your time. That's Norwalk football coach Paul Patterson after the Warriors defeat Des Moines 63-18 on homecoming night. We'll see you next week, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.